relationship to the outcome sort of orientation. And we are not denying, it would be silly to do so, that your behavior does affect your outcome. We are just wanting to say that if you can get ahead of the behavior and start finding balance in your vibration, that then your behavior becomes less of an issue. And it is only then that a feeling of not having to control your environment or not having to deprive yourself in terms of action that you can really come into alignment. You used some words about flipping molecules, and we want to say there are a lot of different ways of thinking about what you're doing, but the simplest way is to acknowledge that all through your life experience, you've been having relationships with food, relationships with clothes, relationships with the way you see yourself in your body, not just you, but everyone. And you've been launching all of these rockets of desires. Through the variety that you've been living, you have been identifying and making your choices about what you would like for you. And you have unconsciously and consciously been launching those rockets of desires. So there is a vibrational escrow that has been accomplished by you, by all of you, long ago, relative to the substance of your body, the vitality of your body, the health of your body, the feeling of energy of your body, the metabolism of your body. In other words, you have, without even been knowing that you're doing it, you've created this vibrational essence that is as you really are from that broader non-physical perspective. But like so many things, whether we're talking about money or health or body weight or appearance, so many of our physical friends have a vibrational escrow or a state of vibrational becoming that is different from what they are currently allowing by their current thoughts. And almost all who approach the subject of diet or of health approach it from an action orientation of what they're going to do over here in the physical realm, rather than from the perspective of, I'm wanting to get myself vibrationally up to speed. And it's the reason that we ask questions, as we did earlier, do you know anyone who offers not much action and who receives abundantly? Or do you know anyone who works really hard and does not receive very much? And the point that we're making in all of that is that there is something way bigger, way more important in the equation of the creation of your life experience than the things you're doing. It's about your vibrational balance or alignment. And so, in the same way that we ask you, do you know people who are receiving abundantly without offering a great deal of effort, or who are not justifying the results they're getting through their behavior relative to money, do you not know people that have perfect vibrational, perfect physical balance? In other words, they look the way they want to look, and as you observe their behavior, they have no business looking that way. In other words, it's just not fair. Look at the way they eat. Look at the way they do. And yet their outcome seems to somehow be separated. And so if you are making your outcome be tied bite, bite, bite with everything that you are consuming, and then you watch someone else not even paying attention to what they're eating and getting results, you've just got to accept that there's another factor that has far more to do with their outcome than what they are doing with their behavior. And that's true of every subject. It doesn't matter what the subject is. That's true of every subject. Mm-hmm. So really, what we're talking about here is beginning to tell the story the way you want it to be. And the story that you told, now we really want to express this to you in a way that you can really hear it. There's nothing wrong with the story the way you're telling it. There's nothing wrong with you telling the story the way you're telling it. But if it's not the story that we would encourage everyone to tell, because there's so much more work in the telling and the believing of that story than you need to tell and believe. In other words, there is an easier way to come into alignment, and it's by bringing yourself mentally into the expectation that your body is your friend and that it knows what to do, and that you are a veritable factory, a chemical factory, who knows what to do with whatever you are consuming, and that your body and its metabolic qualities will bring you into vibrational balance if your thoughts don't make it impossible to do so. So if any of you were coming to us on the first day of your experience and we were having this discussion, you would have an easier and much more comfortable way with the food that you